Good evening, ladies. I want to thank everybody for listening to this call. If you are listening to the recording, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to invest in your Mary Kay business and just engage in your training. So, but this particular topic is one that's precious and dear to my heart in the fact that it's all about the coaching. You know, I so want you to get this part of your business because Mary Kay always said, a class worth booking is a class worth coaching. So is this is going to affect every aspect of your business. It's a win-win when the hostess is coached on how to have a successful party. And when you coach your hostess, you will be more likely to hold on to that scheduled date, have more guests, have higher sales, more future classes scheduled, and recruiting prospects. Okay, by choosing not to coach your hostess, then you are truly risking the fact that at least 50% of your skincare parties postpone, they cancel, there's no shows. So coaching does work if you work for it. Now, we are doing these calls every single week, giving you ideas and basic training information to help you really be able to propel in your Mary Kay business. But all of these training sessions are going to be on my website at www.unitnet.com/Lisa Jones, capital L, lowercase ISA, capital J, lowercase ONES. Okay, so you can definitely even go right to that site and you can hear last week's recording all about the booking. Okay, nothing happens until somebody books something. So bookings are the lifeline of our business. Coaching is what keeps the bookings on the books. Last week when we talked about booking, we did the conversation, okay? We know exactly how to book her. We know exactly what to say. But as soon as you get that yes, okay? As soon as you get that yes from your hostess where she's excited about getting together to have a party with you, then we're going to go to the next step. You know, and Mary Kay is a new consultant, there is always a next step. And we do have our Mary Kay recipe of success. And that success is pretty much like a timeline that teaches you exactly one step to the next as to how you are able to follow the party from the very start to the very finish. Okay? I also want to tell you that when you are finishing up, putting on your, doing your, after you got your yes, then I also want you to send her a thank you card, okay? Now, there's a thank you card right in the Pinkalicious section of the website. And you can say, thank you for being my hostess and the time and the date. This can be on cardstock and it can go right in the mail, okay? She may have her hostess packet, she may not, but this is the first thing. Mary, we're gonna go ahead and send her a little thank you. The little thank you card is thank you for having a Mary Kay Pinkalicious party. And I have on here when and where, a free facial, and guess where pink and win prizes. Okay? So this postcard is gonna be something that she can put on her refrigerator. That can constantly remind. And you know, I find in my business of being in Mary Kay as long as I have, you kind of know what works and you kind of know what doesn't work. Okay? This is, I think, that we have perfected such an awesome system. From the time you book that appointment to the time you do that appointment and everything in between. And I think that if you really follow that Mary Kay recipe of success, and don't leave any step untouched, you will definitely make a lot more money. Because if not, you are certainly leaving money on the table. So this Mary Kay Pinkalicious party is going to be given to her as a little thank you. And you can just print it off on cardstock. All right. And it's a postcard. So you can go ahead and write a little note to her on the back of the postcard. Go ahead, put a stamp on it, and mail it to her. That is the first thing. And you know, when we get little handwritten cards in the mail, it's just such, it's such a great feeling. I think that they really enjoy the fact that you are thinking of them, and they're like, wow, she's really serious about doing this party. So, and she sees that you are on the ball. Okay. Believe me, I have done parties where it was a friend, and yeah, she said, yeah, Lise, I'll have a party for you. That sounds great. Okay, girlfriend. Well, I'm going to drop off your packet. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I got it. You don't, you know, I see how it all works. I've done these Mary Kay things before. And when I was young in my business and immature in my business, I should say, I would say, okay, that's fine. You know, I was letting her call the shots. But this is your business. Your business. Nobody else's but yours. You are in control of your destiny. Do not put your hands, or don't put your paycheck, I should say, in the hands of your hostess. Okay? So, this little thank you card, I wanted to say something like, hey, Susie, I wanted to thank you so much for setting up a Pinkalicious party with me, and just to give you a little reminder to place on your fridge. We're going to have so much fun, so let's work together to get you that $300 in free product. Thanks again, Susie. Lisa Jones. Okay? Now, that's number one. Okay, I feel like that when somebody says, oh, you know, I feel like I had a party and then I had one and now I don't have one anymore. I had one and then I don't know what happened. You know, I can't get a hold of my hostess. And I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but in our unit, in Lisa's Leading Ladies and Karen's Cold Comets and Margie's Mojo Movers, Patty's Pearls, Ivy's Women of Excellence, these women are all going to work together, okay, to really be great coaches, okay? We are going to coach every appointment to the max. And when you take and you put what you're learning here, and I spoke about this before that I remember our pastor saying at church, you know, you can take all of this as just information and you can just put it up on a shelf and just leave it there. If you want information, you know, you can watch the Discovery Channel, but I really want you to take this information and I want you to put it into action. Each and every one of you ladies that are on this call deserve to make the amount of money that Mary Kay is willing to pay you. You know, we've done income packages where we can show that you can make over $100,000 a year just selling the product. Just selling the product. And you know, each and every one of you can do that. And the only thing that holds us back is us. We're living in, we are already have a preconceived notion in our minds about what she's thinking, about how she feels about us, that she can't be bothered. You know, we have got to let that go. Let that go and free your mind to say to yourself, okay, what's next? Okay, sent out the thank you card. What's next? Okay. Well, we want to get the hostess packet to our hostess. Now, I have talked to many consultants and I said, did you coach her? Well, I couldn't get a hold of her. Did you give her a hostess packet? Well, I didn't see her. You know, it's just like you just have to do what you have to do to make this work. And see, this is where you'll hear top directors say, you know what? I will go around, through, over, and above to get where I need to be, okay? And that's exactly one of these times. You might have a trouble connecting with your hostess. Well, then work out what's plan B, okay? Then text her, then go to her house. Whatever you need to do to communicate with her, okay, is what I want you to do. So getting the hostess packet to your hostess, well, if there's a distance involved, it can be mailed. Or if it's fairly close by, just drop it off. If she's not home, just leave it at her door so that when she returns, she will be sure to see it. This act is just a reminder to the yes that she gave you. Okay, now that could mean that her little thank you card is already in the mail. She may not have gotten that yet. Okay, so But I do believe the thank you note in the mail combined with the hostess packet at her door will help ensure a solid appointment. You know, she sees that she's working with a professional. And women love that. Women love that. Most likely, your hostess will start taking action right away to get guests to her party and earn as much free product as possible. Phone call invitations from her guests, followed by a reminder, email, and text will get the best results. Okay? So, in our hostess packet, what do we want to put in there? Well, I would have probably about 10 to 20 of these hostess packets made up already in your car. How many times have you been at a family function, or you have gone to the mall, or you've gone here, you've gone there, and you're like, oh, darn, I wish I had a hostess packet. And then if you didn't have it, then it's a matter of going home, getting one, delivering it to her, just not good use of time. Okay? We just want to work smart and not hard. So let's just try and think ahead and be prepared. Be prepared for when those conversations present themselves. The hostess packet, well, let's go ahead in our, when you are on our Pinkalicious page, there is a whole section of what goes in that hostess packet. But one thing is our Pinkalicious hostess flyer. And that just explains the free product that she can earn. But I would not want anyone to sit down and have that hostess packet without me explaining it. Okay? She also gets the outside order sheet. She's not going to think about outside orders unless we tell her. It's like she's thinking about who can come to the party and who can't. Oh, well, you've kind of missed out. Okay? So we definitely want to include that. We want her to have a wish list to be filled out by her. Because as she starts to go through that lookbook and starts writing down the things that she knows she'd like to earn for free, she's going to be more apt to work with you. You're going to have her excited. And that's truly what I want. I want that emotion of her feeling excited. You know, well, look at all this wonderful products. And look, oh gosh, I gotta have a satin hands. And oh, I've heard so many great things about those, about the satin lips. And oh my goodness, I've gotta get my skincare. So it's just all of that. She may have a lot on her list. She may have just very little because she hasn't tried a whole lot in the way of Mary Kay. But she can actually grow that list. We also want to include two of the Mary Kay beauty books. Those are the smaller beauty books that come in your starter kit, and one Mary Kay lookbook. Okay? Now, what I like to do is I like to combine all of that and put that in a gallon-size Ziploc bag. And it's great because if she can see that lookbook peering through that Ziploc bag, that helps her to really be able to have that in your mind, have the party in her mind, the postcards on the refrigerator. She sees her packet. So we don't want that to blend in with the mail and get everything confused. Okay? Now, the coaching conversation. Now, when you're looking at the timeline, and I'm looking at it right now, you're going to book the party and you're going to give the hostess her information packet and set the time for the coaching call. This should be within a day or two. All right? So you might have Susie, she's in your date book for her party, she's in your date book for your coaching call, and she's in your date book for her recruiting sharing appointment. One person can be in there three times. All right? So we definitely want to be on top of that. This conversation of the coaching, as soon as that appointment is booked for the coaching conversation, I want this to be a scheduled appointment call. Okay? So this is where you would have in your date book when you're calling your hostesses. Okay? And a lot of times what I did is I would call all my hostesses on Sunday night. I would look and see, you know, what parties I had coming up, what things that I went ahead and booked. And I would call a lot of them on Sunday night, or I would pre-profile, I should say, on Sunday night. That would be the night that I would call all the guests for the parties that were coming up that current week. Okay. I just had to kind of have a system for that because when I call people on Sunday nights, people are just pretty much in for the night. They finished their family day and they're getting the kids ready for school the next day and just kind of winding down. So I always found that when I made phone calls on Sunday nights, I was more apt to find somebody at home. Okay, I was able to talk to more people, scheduling those phone calls for coaching the guest. And I'll get to that in just a second. Okay, so all of the sheets that we mentioned can all be found on my website at www.unitnet.com/Lisa Jones, capital L, lowercase ISA, capital J, lowercase O-N-E-S. Okay, now, what we're going to do is I'm going to start off and I'm going to say to my hostess, she's got her packet of information in front of her. Okay, we just explained what was in her packet. All right, and I'm going to say, hey, Susie, this is Lisa. How are you? Great. Are you having a good day? And so then I just make a little small talk. I hope this is a good time for you. And how are the kids? And, you know, I know you're busy. So why don't we go ahead and get started learning all about the free product that you can earn from having a Pinkalicious party. Now, do you have the hostess packet and a pen and pencil with you? Because if she doesn't, I'm going to wait while she gets it because I want her to be able to look at the paperwork as I am explaining it. Now, none of this do I have memorized. I don't have it memorized because I'm talking to her on the phone. I just want to make sure that I hit everything that I'm talking to her about. Now, Susie, I'm not sure if you had time to look over the information, you know, in your packet, but there's a few sheets that I would like for you to take out. They are Be a Pinkalicious Party Hostess, The Wish List, and The Mary Kay Lookbook. Okay, do you have those in front of you? Great, great. Now, on the Be a Hostess sheet, you will see that there's ways that you can earn $100, $200, up to $300 in free Mary Kay products. Now, do you have an idea of how much you would like to shoot for? And generally, they always say $300, okay? Great. Now, at the top of your wish list, write in that dollar amount. Because I want her, and I'm going to take a side note here, I want her to see that $300. It's like, what did I tell her? How much did I want to earn for free? So now she's going to start making a list of at least the amount of product that's going to total up to that $300. Okay? Now, go on the top of the wish list, write in that dollar amount. Okay, now, let's browse through the lookbook. And let's make a list of products that you would like to receive for free. Okay, now, I'm going to mention some of the products that she might enjoy. All right, and then I'm going to have her jot those down along with the prices, okay? So we always want to talk about the Miracle Set, the Microdermabrasion, the Firming Eye Cream. I always say it's always wonderful to have a good skincare system, and it's always great to have a complete custom compact, okay? So those are the things that I get started with. All right, now, the Book to Look envelopes. Ladies, the Book to Look envelopes is just an envelope, a white envelope that you can write Book to Look. In that envelope at my party, I will sit that on the table, in the center of the table, and if I have five people sitting around the table, I will have five envelopes. In each envelope is a product order. It could be a mascara, it could be an eyeliner, an eyeshadow, a lipstick, a lip gloss, anything like that. But also in one of those envelopes is $25 in free product. But I generally have found that as I start to book the appointment for the color, and I tell them that anybody that books their appointment today with me, they can go ahead and choose an envelope. Well, as soon as one person takes it, it's kind of like a chain reaction. Everybody else takes one too. So now that's what we're referring to. Now, if you picked a Book to Look envelope at the previous event, because she may not have seen that yet, This might be her very first party. She hasn't seen the book-to-look envelope. I will be sure and present that item to you at your party. As you can see on Be the Hostess sheet, we have several different ways for you to earn free products. So let's go over these now and see how easily they add up to the $300 that you wrote down. Number one, okay, so I have her. She has that paper in front of her. You have it in front of you, okay? And I say the first $20 in free Mary Kay products that you can earn is for you just having four ladies to attend who are over the age of 18 and do not already have a Mary Kay consultant. Now, Susie, with life as crazy as it is, my guess is that you'll need to maybe invite eight friends to say yes in order to count on four to actually show up. Okay, what do you think, Susie? Okay, she'll say yes, I agree. Okay, all right, because a lot of times, even though they're family, they might say yes, things come up, things happen. The second $20 in free Mary Kay is earned when your party totals sales exceed $250. This includes any outside orders from friends who could not attend. But if you have four guests, the $250 is usually pretty easy to do. Okay, now let's just stop there and say, we're talking to her about the outside order. Well, she has an outside order sheet that's included in her packet. We don't have to use our sales tickets. We can just put in an outside order form for her to encourage her that we know there's going to be people that are not going to make it. So would you be okay taking the book to work, kind of passing it around along with the outside order sheet, and people can write down products that they know that they're interested in, okay? And those will all count towards your sales, all right? Number three, you earn the third $20 if we set up a separate appointment where you listen to me present the Mary Kay business opportunity. This can be over the phone. It's just information and you will not be obligated in any way. Now, what I say to that is I say, you know what, Susie, this may be for you. It may not be for you, but just imagine you might know of someone that could truly benefit from a Mary Kay opportunity. And the fact that you were listening to the Career Facts, you got the information and you recommended her into Mary Kay and she signs up. You, sweetie, are going to get $50 in free product. So it certainly does not hurt to listen. Now, that's not written down in my notes here, but I do say that, okay, because I do not want her to feel obligated in any way. And finally, you will earn an additional $40 in free product by having just two of your guests hold a Pinkalicious party of their own. $40 in free product for just having two of her guests schedule their Pinkalicious party. So tell me, Susie, can you get excited about how much free product is available to you so far? And she's like, yes, 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 yes. And I'm saying, great. Now, let's go over the extra bonuses. Now, what we just gave out was $100. $100 right out. That's going to, you know, definitely come right off of our sales, okay? That $100 is going to be given to her as we're out $50, okay? So we're out $50, but look at everything she's done for us. She's gotten sales that's covered that. She's gotten people that are there. She's willing to listen to the career opportunity. And we've got two parties scheduled from that, which is going to keep our business rolling. Now, let's go over the extra bonuses that can add up to an additional $200 in free product. Looking at the bottom of the Be a Hostess flyer, okay, it explains that by having a total qualified sales of at least $250, the hostess can purchase three additional products or sets at half price. Plus, you can buy the $55 Professional Glamour Brush Set for only $25, have a total qualified sales of at least $500, and you'll also get to choose either the Compact Pro or the Travel Roll-Up Bag. And now she's seeing that. She's seeing everything that I've just explained on one sheet of paper. Okay? So all of those half-price specials, You know, we're not going to make any money off of that, but we're not going to have to spend any extra money. Okay, no money is coming out of our pocket. All right, but we are definitely getting her excited. I would much rather have my hostess being taken care of by giving her half price product, which, by the way, she will pay half price for it, but 3 to 4 months down the road, she will pay full retail. So I want to get her excited about all of the half price specials and then, of course, all of the free product. Okay, now let's take a couple of seconds and just go over my best tips on making your party a success. First off, I certainly love kids. You know, I'm a mom too. But the fact is, and I know that just from experience, things will definitely go a whole lot smoother without children. I know that sometimes this is impossible and that's okay, but we really need to try to see if we can arrange this. Now, ladies, I have done parties with probably 10 kids in a room. I think that I probably got so good at tuning things out, I could stay right on track. The problem is that the moms can't because they're so concerned about what's breaking, who's screaming, who's fighting. They're so concerned with all of that that they're not hearing what I'm saying. Okay? So I just feel like for a mom to have a pampering session is for her to be able to not have to worry about what the children are doing, okay? And if you have a teenage daughter or you have somebody at your church that would be willing to do some of the babysitting where you could pay her some pay her in some free product. We don't have Velocity anymore, but some lip gloss and maybe a mascara, whatever. Just pay her in some free product. It will certainly be worth your while. Okay? Now, Susie, let's take a couple of seconds and go over my best tips on making, we talked about the party, the children. Second, we want to have as many of our guests show up as possible. And the key is to go for twice the number of commitments that you really hope will attend. Even yeses can be no shows. As we mentioned earlier, life happens. And I might tell her, you know, as you start to think, how many people do you think you can think of as you're starting to think? And not to mention is that everybody that we're thinking of, imagine if they bring a friend, okay? Women love to do things in pairs. You know, they love to be able to spend this fun time with a girlfriend. And so just imagine if they were to go ahead and bring a friend with them, of which they would be getting free product for, okay? Now, an invitation option that I can help you with is for me to email everyone on your guest list as a special Beauty Bite invitation directly from Mary Kay. And this is only available to consultants who have a personal website, but this is amazing, amazing. Those Beauty Bite, they are beautiful, just beautiful. And using this method, both of us will easily be able to keep track of the responses. The Beauty Bite can be used alone or in conjunction with other invitation types. Now, I put that in there because some women just love the feel of sending an invitation. They want to do that. They don't trust the computer. They don't want to know, you know, what's going on there. They just really want to send the invitation out. And so, but there's a lot of people where we can just go ahead and post the event on Facebook or using other social media sites is a great option. Some ladies even prefer the snail mailing of the actual printed invitation. Okay, now if they want snail mail, let them know that you can provide an invitation for them to print out. They don't have to make one up themselves, just which on our Pinkalicious section of our website. No matter what invitation method you choose to use, the best way to get the most yeses is for you to also call them on the phone or talk to them in person. Okay, as the event draws, I will recommend that you follow up with email, texting, as just friendly reminders. Okay, now, what are your thoughts on this? And I'm asking her, you know, great, let me know what you want to do. Because I want her to be able to have the people there. She's just kind of like the people gatherer. That's her only job. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and tell her that another critical key to a great party is for me is to be prepared. And I want to be prepared with your guest. I want to know their specific skincare needs in their own personal tray, ready to go before the first guest walks in the door. This just saves us a ton of time. So I always like to have a quick phone conversation with every guest about 3 days before the party. So Susie, do you think we can make all those phone calls in the next 2 to 3 days? You think you can do that? Perfect. How about you and I get together on the phone, let's say Thursday at 7. Or you could even email me by Wednesday with a list of all the names, emails, and phone numbers. Which would be better for you? Talk on the phone on Thursday, or would you rather email me on Wednesday? Okay, so it just really depends on, some women are computer savvy, some women aren't. Okay, so we just have to kind of see what is her best form of communication there. Okay, just go ahead and let everyone know that I will be calling ahead to get some quick specifics about their skin type and such. Okay, I think that is just about everything. Oh, Susie, there's one more thing. You know, for some, Mary Kay is just a hobby, but I intend on making it my career. I take this business very seriously. So I want you to know that you can count on me to be totally prepared for you on your party on Friday night at 7:30. Whether you have 10 guests or it's just us, I will have everything set up and ready to go. So, sweetie, is there anything you can think of that might prevent us from keeping this appointment? And then I just wait to see what she has to say to that. Awesome. I know that you're going to be so pleased with how much fun this is going to be and how much free product you will earn. Thank you so much, Susie. Now, I don't want to take any more of your time, so I'll let you go, and let's talk again in a couple of days. Okay? That's my conversation with her. And that's a matter of a 10-minute conversation, okay? And I just want you to practice the script. And I want you to stay on point, because I don't want you to forget to say something to her, which I've done many, many, many times with my hostesses. I mean, I had to kind of figure it out along the way. I had to get better at it each time. I'm like, oh, darn, I forgot to tell her about the kid thing. And then I forgot to tell her about, you know, calling her friends and family. All I could be thinking about is I need to call her friends and family, forgetting to tell her to call them on the phone or talk to them in person to invite them to your Pinkalicious party. Okay, so that was the coaching conversation. Now, one thing that I definitely want you to make sure that each and every person has is you have a tracking for your hostess. It's called the Mary Kay Recipe for Success Tracking Form. It's on the website, but oh my goodness, it really helps you know exactly what your hostess wants, what her special needs are, what she desires, what's her favorite fragrance. It keeps track of all the guests that she's giving you information with, and then there's a checklist, okay? And I love this because our checklist for coaching is that, okay, we snail mailed the thank you card to the hostess. We set up the hostess coaching call. We also said refreshments, provide light only. We got directions to the party. We also explained about outside orders. We got the guest list with name, phone number, and email. And we have pre-profiling scheduled. Okay? Now, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about coaching the guest. Okay? In this sheet of the Mary Kay Recipes of Success tracking form, that even tells you what to do after the party. So this kind of like goes just in the same sort of timeline, not so much as a timeline as what we have in our welcome packet, but everything, okay, check, check, check. I love checklists, and I love to check things off. Okay, so that just makes me have a sense of I feel complete. I feel like I've made progress. I feel like, okay, I can cross that off my list. Okay, so that is very, very important. And so that is your Mary Kay Recipe for Success tracking form. But there's also another paper in your Hostess packet, which is called Hostess Hints to a Successful Party. And we tell her to invite 8 to 10 guests in order to have 4 to 6 to attend. Mention that there will be products available for her to take home. Guests should understand that this is on a reservation basis, okay? And you will need to know if they're coming. You can take outside orders. This ensures you to receive the most in your efforts. Fill out all 10 slips and you may choose one free glamour item. That's 10. She's got 10 reorder slips in her hostess packet. Keep refreshments simple and serve them after the presentation. And I'm going to kind of go over these with her after I've done that coaching call. Some of them are duplicated, but I just really feel like that I want to be able to tell her exactly everything that we are going to do, what she can expect of us. And I want to tell her when she's inviting her guest, she needs to say, "Hey, Susie, this is Lisa. I've invited a professional skincare consultant to my home on Friday night at 7:30, and you are invited to come and receive a skincare makeover. Learn some personalized tips and see the latest new colors and products. Since this is by reservation, I must know for sure if you plan to attend and should you like anything the consultant will have products for you to take home." Okay? So this is just a little script to give her to say when she's doing her phone calls to invite her people to the party. Okay? So this goes in her, and this is already right there. She has this information so that she doesn't have to memorize it, and she has it right there. Okay? Now, when we look at our timeline, okay? We're looking at our timeline. Day one, we book the party, we give the hostess her information packet and set the time for the coaching call. Day two, we're sending out the thank you card with the date and time of her party. Okay? Then we're going to coach the hostess by using the coaching call conversation by day three. By day five, she's now had a couple of days to call the hostesses for the guest list. Okay? Now, day six and seven, I'm going to phone each guest, and you're going to see the coaching the guest script found in this packet. And this will enable you to establish a little bit of a relationship while establishing her personal skincare needs. Okay? This will get her excited about attending the party. Okay? So now we're going to take our coaching of the guest. With this, I'm going to call them and I'm going to say something like this. All right? And you can follow along with a pen or pencil and fill in the blanks, okay, on every party so that you have that information right here. And I'm going to say, "Hey, Susie, this is Lisa. I'm a consultant conducting the Pinkalicious party at Sarah's this Friday night. Do you have a quick minute?" "Great. I just need to ask you a couple of questions about your skin just so that I can be prepared, okay?" "All right, great. First, what skincare do you currently use?" "Okay." And I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write down what she's using. "Now, would you describe your skin as dry, normal, combination, or oily?" "Okay." I'm going to write that down. "All right, fine. Now, Susie, if there was one thing you could change about your skin, what would that be?" Oh my goodness, ladies, that is like the best question ever. Best question ever. Just memorize that one. Okay? "If there was one thing you could change about your skin, what would that be?" Now, she's going to tell you, "Oh gosh, I've had these horrible dark circles and I've just can't find anything to get rid of them." And I'm going to tell her, "Well, you'll be happy to know that we have an awesome product designed specifically for women with those same needs, and I'm going to be sure and bring you a sample." Now, let me ask you this. Is there a special friend that you might like to bring along to your pampering session? Great. Why don't you check and see if she can make it, and then get back to me and I'll contact her about her skincare needs. But you know what? I'm going to have a small gift for you if she attends. So I'm so looking forward to meeting you in person at Sarah's party. We're going to have a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time. Okay? And that is the coaching of the guest. You're building a rapport with them. When they're coming, they're just not feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't know who this person is. And I'm just like not sure. And I feel like I'm going to have to buy something. I don't want anyone to ever feel that way. Okay, so don't limit yourself. Many people limit themselves to what they think they can do. You can go as far as your mind lets you. What you believe you can achieve. And that is from Mary Kay Ash herself. All right. Now, the next step is the actual Pinkalicious party. Okay. It's kind of like painting the walls. When you paint the walls, you've got to clear up all the holes in the walls. You've got to prime the walls. You've got to spackle the walls. You've got to sand them. You got to tape them, whatever. And then it's like how many times I even watch the Property Brothers and the people are coming in to see their house and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like they aren't making any progress. There's no progress here. I'm not seeing anything. What are these people doing? Okay. And I often think about that is kind of like how it is for coaching. You're not quite seeing anything happen right now. But you are so going to reap the benefits when you do the party. So reap the benefits. It's like painting the wall. That's the party. That's the fun part. That's the fun part. So I hope that this has helped you. No way can you be expected to learn all of these overnight. The key to success is to stick with it. Take things one step at a time. And remember, I will always be here to help you. Always be here to answer your questions. Make sure that you look at the information. My husband, Russ, has spent so much time in putting all of this together and has done such a fabulous job. Fabulous job. And I hope that, you all just kind of tell him what a great job he is doing because, he's only hearing it from me a lot of times, but he is amazing in what he's put together so that everything fits just like a puzzle. So I hope this was good for you all. This was our coaching conversation, our coaching topic that next week we are going to talk about the opening and presentation of the Pinkalicious party. Okay, ladies, we'll have a great evening and I will look forward to talking to you all real soon. Good night.